One in five Americans is treated at a Catholic hospital, but because of mergers and name changes, many don't know it. Frances Kisling is president of Catholics for Free Choice. She says many patients are surprised they can't get medical help for infertility, have a living will carried out, or be sterilized to prevent childbirth.
People don't know that they can't get these services. It used to be that the name of the local Catholic hospital was St. Mary's or Holy Child. Now the names of these new consolidated and merged institutions are extremely secular. It might be Cigna, might be a Catholic hospital for all you know.
Catholic hospitals make up more than a quarter of Wisconsin's health care system. They also get more than half their revenue from government sources. That's why those advocating for family planning and other reproductive issues argue that Catholic hospitals should provide legal public health services. Some feel the role of politics and moral beliefs severely limits what health care is offered. For instance, State Representative Therese Brousseau wants insurance companies to pay for contraceptives. But a Republican-controlled assembly defeated the measure while pushing their own agenda on family planning and other issues.
The extreme position that's been taken by anti-choice groups that all birth control is an abortifacient because it stops or interferes with the natural process. And, of course, we have the stem cell research debate and end-of-life issues. And in all of these debates, there is, of course, a heavy religious, not undertone anymore, but overtone.
A proposed ban on stem cell research did not become law this past session. Neither did a bill to expand which health care workers could choose not to perform abortion and other services against their religious beliefs. But Brousseau says with strong conservative support in the Assembly and a weakening liberal voting bloc in the Senate, there's concern such measures could gain ground in the future. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.